Doug, why not use the franchise tag, not only on Jarris, but anybody this year?
We felt for the Buffalo Bills and the best for us going in the future and where we need to go, the franchise tag wouldn't help us get there this year.
Regarding Jarris, how close to a deal were you and his representation?
Well, we won't negotiate through the media, but we feel very comfortable with the significant offer we put in front of him and his camp. So we'll see. The door hasn't shut. We have until the 11th to get this thing done, and we're optimistic and we're open.
How hopeful are you that you could get something done in the next week here?
Oh, there's always a chance. The lines of communication are open, and we believe that with our offer, we'll listen to anything they want to come back with.
You get the sense that he just kind of wants to move on and do something else?
I can't speak for that. I know that it's been a productive negotiation. It's been a year and a half type worth of negotiations. And it's just one of those things where we have a value, they have a value. We haven't been able to come in between.
How would you characterize your offer to Jarris?
Significant.
Was it frustrating that a year of working on this deal that you couldn't get anything accomplished?
I wouldn't say frustrating. I'd say it's just part of the business. Again, we try to come up with a value that's best for the Buffalo Bills and their entire team. They have a value in their mind, what their player's worth and what he is. And again, we just haven't been able to come in and meet in the middle.
Doug, just for the fan base, why would you, as a business decision, not franchise Jarris especially? You know, just so the fans will ask that, why not franchise him?
Well, if a lot of people are going to say franchise and trade, that's a lot of moving parts. You got to find a trade partner. Then you got to come up with a common value for what he's worth to them. And then they have to go and negotiate and get a long-term deal. So it takes two, and there's a lot of moving parts. And we just felt for us and the Buffalo Bills to get to where we need to go, it wasn't a prudent decision to use the franchise tag.
How much of his health with his toe or maybe resurfacing come into play with maybe if you franchise him, he's not fully healthy again?
That had nothing to do with it.
When you say significant in your offer, just to clarify, do you say significant meaning dollars, term, or both? How do you feel
the whole
in
contract?
That regard?
I know this much. I get to go to sleep. Everybody that worked on this from top to bottom will lay our heads on the pillow and go to sleep well tonight because we made a concerted effort to get Jarris to be a Buffalo Bill for a long time.
So is this kind of your style going forward, that franchising is not part of your pocket, that it's something you really don't want to do going forward?
You always want to go long-term deal, but it's an option that you're always going to leave open. And I said that from the beginning with Jarris. We're going to leave every option on the table, because you don't want to back yourself in a corner. So is it something you like to do? No. Is it something you're going to do? Yes, if you have to.
Have the negotiations between either side, how would you characterize kind of the feeling between both sides? I mean, did it get tenuous at all? Is there good faith between both sides, Jarris' camp and your camp?
Good faith, not tenuous. Everybody's working hard, and I think we both have the same goal, to get what is best for them and Jarris and what's best for the Buffalo Bills. We just haven't been able to come in the medium and find a happy medium.
Should he decide to leave, how big is a hit to the defense?
Well, anytime you lose a good player, it's a hit. But if you look at that's the system that the NFL has employed with this salary cap. You're not going to be able to keep everybody you have. Our fans, I have to say, you guys were happy when we got Mario Williams. Houston lost him for nothing. But then you also look at what we've done with the guys we have here, like Eric Wood, Leotis McCalvin, Fred Jackson. We have made a concerted effort to sign the guys we have on our team. The system just doesn't allow you to sign everybody.
You talk about losing a player to nothing. How tough is it to lose someone like Jarris if he ends up leaving and things don't get worked out? How tough is it for a GM to see that happen to a player like that?
Well, you never want to lose a good player. But again, I reiterate, it's part of our business these days. But we're excited if by any chance we happen to lose Jarris, that we have Aaron Williams and Duke Williams and Meeks and Searcy on campus now. And that's the one thing that we're excited about, that even if Jarris is here, we have some depth. And once we have the depth, then you can create competition that makes everybody better.